Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2011.
Episode 346.
Correcto. Do I sound better, you guys? I sound a lot better than I did last time.
We're all not sick anymore.
Right. Well, I'm still have the ending of it, but like, I don't have like orange mucus coming out and all that good stuff anymore. I'm a little stopped up, but nothing bad. And we have a gremlin here.
Say hello.
Well, welcome back. How you doing? Glad to hear from you.
Actually, we haven't heard from them.
No, actually. Oh, we did get an email. We'll talk about that later.
We did get an email. Mm-hmm. We actually got a couple emails. Yes. We should talk about that too.
Yeah, I have it up here in the emails too.
Okay. Good.
I crack myself up sometimes. So yes, I've been recovering from an illness and
get off there for one.
How dare you? I'm trying to clear off my shit here so that I can like read everything. Don't start getting bitchy. We'll start sounding like other podcasters. because, you know, we just do whatever.
We keep it real.
We keep it real.
Hallelujah.
We just keep it running. We don't, you know,
Which, by the way, I'm so glad.
We try to list.
I'm so glad that bitch got cut off on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
Shangela.
I haven't been watching it. I haven't watched it ever since I was at your house.
Yeah. I love that show.
Who's left?
We got Manila, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I really like her. And then we have
is the fat one still there?
No.
They're all gone?
The fat ones never win. No, but they actually made it pretty far.
Well, they still didn't win. No. And you know what Ricky Bobby says?
Ricky Bobby.
If you ain't first, you're last.
You're last. I don't know. I forget the names. Anyway, like there's still five of them there.
Oh, okay. Wasn't there still like six when we were watching it?
Here's what happened. So on the elimination of the supposed to be of the sixth one, mm-hmm. she decided not to eliminate anybody. And then she eliminated somebody and then brought somebody back the next episode and then eliminated that person.
Who, RuPaul did?
Yeah. And so pretty much it's been like five people for the last three episodes.
Damn.
Yep.
That show's okay. I kind of like it. I guess it's full of drama, and I guess people like that. But I'm just like, okay, they're drag queens, last and they kind of get on my nerves.
No, you have to watch last week's episode because they had jocks come in and they dressed uh-huh. up in drag. Like, that was the challenge.
Were they hot?
The jocks were kind of cute
before they were put in drag. Yeah. Were they straight guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yum!
It was awesome. It was awesome. Bill and I were watching.
Did they have to make their outfits and everything too?
Yep. They had to do a cheer about safe sex, too. It was hilarious. So funny.
So the drag queens dressed up as cheerleaders and the jocks?
No, the jocks and the drag queens dressed up as cheerleaders, uh-huh. and then they went on the runway again in what they dressed them as. The challenge was to make them like their sister.
Oh, okay.
And to kind of like impose their kind of style on them. It was so funny.
I'll take a look at it, I guess. Can I watch it on TV or on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Just go to logo.com. Oh, okay. We're not getting paid from them, so
no.
We love to, but
yeah, logo.
No, we're not like famous and junk.
Logo, you can pay us. We advertise. Speaking of logo, though, the A-list.
Mm.
Such a trash.
Is that still
show.
On?
I don't know. I don't think it is right now, but that's such a trash show.
I love it. Okay. First of all,
it's like my mom. I can't believe there's like.
I can't believe there's like A-list gays anywhere. It like kills me to hear, oh, I'm an A-list bear. No, you're a fucking person like everyone else. I'm sorry. You're like me. You're like Bill. You're like James LeRoy. You're like Lauren. You're a regular fucking person. Okay?
Lauren's pretty A-list bear though.
She is an A-list grinder bear.
Ooh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Get your grinder on.
Yeah, if she was a gay male, I think she would be a... She'd either be... A gay Jewish bear.
Ooh, that's kind of hot.
Or a really skinny, like, tweaked out rich Jewish kid that's always, like, just tweaked. Just because he has so much money, he's just tweaking out.
I loved her joke the other night. You know why Jews have big noses? Because air's free.
And I was trying to be fun. Oh, okay. Well, nice. I was like, why? Because you're, what did I say? Oh, because you're always trying to smell money or something like that.
Yeah, because you can smell money better. She's like, no.
No, because air's free. Which we'll talk about. We can talk about that because we went to dinner. It was after. Was it Sunday?
You mean when I had my dog food?
Yeah. Well, it's not dog food.
It sure
you have
like
to
it.
Get it at the Pick Me Up Cafe. Who's that? Ooh. Hey.
Hey, girl.
I like his legs. Wow. So we went to this place called Handlebar, and it's a vegetarian place.
Vegetarian vegan. They had big vegan options.
Yeah. And they have, what, the only thing they had there that was meat was fish, right?
Yep. Yep. The poo.
Y'all, that's the number 12 California at Jimmy John's with extra hot peppers.
I went to Potbelly's, and I actually got their pizza sandwich, and let me tell you, it was actually kind of good, because funny enough, I got pickles on it.
Pickles. Give me a pickle.
A pickle.
I have a big old pickle.
Yeah, you do.
In the kitchen right by me. Well, it's medium-sized pickle. Not like some others.
It ain't no Vlasic.
Right. It ain't no Vlasic. So we went to the Handlebar Cafe. Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
And it's a vegetarian vegan place. And the only thing I was not happy about is, all right, there were five of us having dinner and four of us were there. And the last person we were just waiting on to get there.
And didn't even eat.
And that person didn't eat, which I'm fine with that. But what makes me mad is they made us sit there until the fifth person got there, even though there was room.
My back hurts.
Yeah. Lauren's poor back was hurting because her stomach was eating her backbone. She didn't take her pills that day.
And I had the shittiest day ever.
Yeah. You had a shitty day. And we were all kind of hungry. Mm-hmm. We were just sitting there smelling all that good food.
We're starving.
We were so starving. But the food was good. I ordered a chicken, a buffalo chicken wrap, but it wasn't chicken. It was made with satan. Is that what it's called? Satan?
Chicken satan, I believe.
Yeah, it's not chicken, but, and there was no buffalo sauce in it. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. But they did have good fries and good smoked Gouda macaroni and cheese.
Gouda macaroni and cheese is really good.
It was good.
It's really thick. Mm-hmm. Cheese.
And then James says dog food.
It was just satan. It was like barbecue satan. Uh-huh. And
but it did not look good. It did not look like the satan that's at the Pick Me Up Cafe.
It looked like barbecue pork.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I think satan is like a pork substitute.
Yeah. So absolutely, that's what it looked like.
Right. And it's kind of shaved like gyros. You know, like the meat.
A little.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah. And they served it open face on a piece of bread.
And what else was on it?
And then I had macaroni. Or I had that.
What was on the sandwich?
Nothing.
Mmm.
Well, there was some. Like it was mainly the sauce and the satan.
Yeah, you need to get it at the Pick Me Up Cafe where they have. We all know the best ranch ever.
That's good and dressing.
So we went there and we had some drinks and had a good pear cider.
Pear cider.
It was good. Oh, my leg itches.
And scratch it.
Oh my God. So yeah, we did that. And I guess that's all we did this week, right?
And
then together. Except for last night.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So then we did that on Friday, and then Saturday I went to Touche and Jackhammer, right? Was it Friday or Saturday? No, Friday I went to go see Insidious.
Yeah, tell us about that.
With cute boy George. Not boy George. But a cute boy named George. He's so cute. I have a big old crush on him.
Aww.
We went to go eat first. We went to go eat at Garcia's.
Yeah.
And had a big old fat chimichanga.
Jimmy.
And we had some guacamole too. Their guacamole was good too.
They had good guac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of guacamole, but I like theirs.
It was pretty good. And I had the small where we had the small, and it was enough for both of us. So I could imagine what the large is like. Because the burrito was fucking huge. I mean, you think Moe's has big burritos or Chipotle has big burritos? No. This bitch is like bigger than my forearm. Damn. Actually, it was bigger than my actual arm. Which is sad because that means I have no I have muscle. You see
you got the muscles.
Bam, I got the muscle.
Like that.
I have the muscle and then I have surprise.
You got the wibble wobble. You got the but muscle. Sometimes on top it gets, and you got the wibble wobble.
Well, the good thing is that if I go like this, you really can't tell.
Shake it. Shake it.
No.
I see the ocean wave.
I need to find a doctor boyfriend who can cut that off for me. Mm. But they might not be able to do it since I have my tattoo there.
No, they probably will.
It's just...
It's like... Da-da-da-da.
Right. What does that say? Oh, it used to say... Now it says, just have that. So we went to go see Insidious, and all the reviews, people were like, you know, I really don't really care for it. It's not that great. I thought it was a good movie. Excuse me. I thought it was scary. It was PG-13, and George really thought it was scary because there was this one part where it scared him so bad. It was so cute. I think it was so adorable. He grabbed me. He was like, and he was like pinching my arm. He was like, oh. I was like, oh, you're so cute.
I'm the papi.
You.
Yeah.
And then I came home that night, and then Saturday, I hung out with Kevin, I think. What did we do? We hung out, and then we met up with his friend, Josh. I guess we can say his name. The birthday party we're going to tonight.
Oh.
He was with us.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, we went to Jackhammer and Touche, where I was a little more
frisky
than normal.
Than normal, damn.
There may have been pictures by the paparazzi
of
me kissing a really hot Brazilian guy.
Hey.
As I had this full-on cold.
Now he's not going to go back to Brazil because he's sick.
Good. He can stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually, before him, I was over at Jackhammer, and I was making out with a really hot Mexican boy. He's 26, and we're going out on a date on Saturday.
Shut up. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you?
No.
Yes, I thought I did last night.
No.
Yeah. And then after he decided that he needed to go home with his friends, I went back over to Touche to go get my coat. And actually, the Brazilian guy was over at Jackhammer, and then he walked past me, and I was the aggressive one, and I rubbed his butt and his leg, and he turned around and rubbed my belly and then walked off to go to Touche. Nice.
Oh, so good.
So when I went back over to Touche, I kept looking at him, and I was like, no, I'm not going to go talk to him. And Josh was like, oh, you want me to go introduce you to him? And I'm like, no. So Josh takes me up there and goes, hi, have you met my friend Ricky? And then leaves. And I'm like, so we start talking, and then, you know, the next thing he's saying, oh, I have to, you know, go to Brazil, back to Brazil in 15 days because that's where he's from. And he's here doing his doctorate. And the next thing I know, we're just making out for like 30 minutes. And there's a picture, and Bill wants me to use it as album art, but I don't know about that. Okay. It's kind of dark, and you can't really see it, but if you want to see it, maybe if you have my number or you email us, or we still haven't got any intros.
Yeah, what the F?
And I'm just going to say this because Bill made a good point. Drummer Sticks, if you want us to play more of your music, then heck, you should have your band make an intro for us.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sick.
I would love that. We would play it for the whole year.
Yeah.
We'd use it for the whole year.
Just for you, Drummer Sticks. Mm-hmm.
But you got to say something sexy to me in Spanish at the end of it.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Or Foul Monkeys is the best. Or Tengo Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Grande Peña.
It's pinga.
Pinga.
Pina is pen, I think.
No, is it? I don't know.
Pina.
Let's find out. Let me look this up.
Oh, so James and I have this thing where we go to bars and we want to talk about somebody, but we don't want to say that loud. So what we do is we look on YouTube for the sign language version of it, and then we talk about that person. Which I find hilarious.
Like drag queen.
Like drag queen. We did that.
That was fun.
And drag king, right? Didn't we do that one?
Yeah.
Let's see here. And then Sunday, I don't know what I did Sunday. All my days are running all together. I've been sick.
No, I was right. It's P-E-N-E. Pena.
Put in pinga. P-I-N-G-A.
P-I-N-G-A. Well, Spanish to English that.
Maybe it's multiple words you can use for it.
Maybe that means cock.
Well, maybe it's just slang. Pinga is.
Maybe.
I think like pinga. Cock. I think pinga is penis in Spanish or in Mexican.
Pinga is pinga in English. No.
Try P-E-N-G-A. I don't know how to spell it. But I know it's penis because people use it all the time.
Same thing.
I don't know. So all you Spanish speakers, please
let us know.
Email us and let us know that pinga is a word for...
Because we want to be culturally right. Because
I have been using that word. I have been using that word like all the time to Spanish people, Spanish guys. Tu pinga es muy grande? C. Well, they do answer C usually. So.
I see what you did there.
What?
Just nothing.
Hmm? What? Nothing.
As in, you should have said that to me. Mm-hmm. I see what you did there.
So let's see what else we got going on.
Well, since we've been talking about dinner and stuff, do you want to talk about dining out?
Yes.
Dining out.
I don't know too much about it. So,
but Bill told us to talk about it.
Oh, well, I do know that it's something, it has to do with gay. Is it gay related? Like HIV or something?
Well, let me read this. Since its inception in 1998, Dining Out has grown into a nation's premier guide to the local restaurant scene in your city and across the country. We're currently exploring and cover the latest trends and happenings, steals, splurges, and most innovative dishes at restaurants in 12 cities across North America, and we'll be expanding to more cities soon.
You guys have to see James throw back his head when he did that.
Soon!
What's the 12 cities, does it say?
It is, let's see, our cities. Let's look at this. We got Seattle, San Francisco, Orange County, San Diego, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Denver, Boulder.
Chicago. Orange County is not a city.
No, that's OC.
Right, that's not a city. That's a county.
Just like San Diego, it's San Diego County as well.
Yeah, but San Diego is an actual city. Orange County is not a city name. That's retarded.
Whatever.
You already know a Californian came up with that shit.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
I know.
How do you know?
Just continue, please. Mm-hmm.
Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Okay, you mean Jersey City?
No,
New Jersey City. New Jersey, New Jersey.
I guess so.
That website's retarded. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's probably Jersey City, I would hope. Not New Jersey is the state. There's New York, New York. I don't think there's a New Jersey, New Jersey.
New York.
Maybe there is, and I just don't know.
Maybe it's really small.
It could be really small, I guess. But so you buy these dinners, like crazy dinners, and then they donate money, right?
I'm reading. I think so.
Well, maybe we should have known that before we started.
But I guess it's a really cool thing. So we should
do it. Yeah, you should do it.
We should actually...
Let's
see. I wonder...
What restaurants?
If, for instance, we can try to get a group of people in Chicago to go. Like a little meet and greet. And we can go to...
What week is it?
I don't know.
Oh my god, we don't have any information. You guys look at the show notes.
Next show.
No, I'm doing the show notes. Don't look at the show notes.
You guys, last shows have been done and edited by me.
Yes.
And you can see the little attention to details. I'm just going to say that I feel like I do a really good job.
You're doing a really good job.
Real good job.
I'm glad that you took over those duties.
Unfortunately, you're
the next four shows are with me.
Yeah, because I'm going to be so swamped with work that I'm not having any time to do editing.
Oh, God. You guys are going to have to listen to a sucky show because, you know, I do not do the editing too well. So, and I don't do show notes very well because I don't like to listen to the show. That's what happens. I wonder if that's what famous people do. Like when they're in a movie, they don't go see it because they're like, I'm tired of this shit.
I don't like to, if I was acting, I wouldn't like to see myself act. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Like you would like critique the fuck out of yourself.
Oh yeah. Probably. I'd be like, fuck no. I would have done it differently.
And you're like, wow, I didn't know I had blue eyes in that movie. Because they like digitally enhance your shit.
Yeah. My eyes look like blue.
But no, we'll figure out for the next show. We'll figure out the situation and mm-hmm. possibly get things going and rolling. And maybe
for the dining out,
a meet and greet.
It doesn't say what week it is. I mean, there's no date for it. Type in Google dining out 2011 and see what happens, and see what dates it has. You guys, James, myself, and I think Bill, maybe, we are thinking of actually going to Las Vegas for the Pride 48 event. Yeah. It's not set in stone, but we're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
Whenever I hear his name, I think of the producers.
And my designer, Kevin.
So we're actually thinking about going there. It depends on the price, and I don't know if they're going to have like group.
We're thinking stuff of Restaurant Week. That's what's going on. Dining out is something completely different.
Oh, what's that?
Restaurant Week?
No, Restaurant Week, we've already done that. That was a couple months, like
January.
Last month.
That was in January. Well,
no, it was in February.
Something. Yeah, February 18th. That was Chicago Restaurant
Week. Yeah, that was like the day after I got here.
Yeah.
Dining out is like a gay thing, right? Where you go to supporting restaurants and then they donate proceeds to.
You're like an idiot for not knowing.
Yeah, you're a dumbass. Anyway, we have an email.
Email!
Actually, we've had this email for a while, but I always forget to read it. So
I really like this email.
Not. This isn't the one I sent you the other yesterday. This
no,
is.
No, I know this.
This is one from March 28th.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Do you want to read it or you want me to read it? Do you have it? You can read it from here if you can see it.
All right. So it says, I found your podcast just in time to hear your last show before you moved to Chicago. I thought it was very funny. I was so happy when your new show started. I downloaded the show and started listening to it on my way to work. I'm also a fan of the show your former co-host does. I know that you enjoy seeing the iTunes reviews of your show, and I have rated it with five stars. However, I did not leave a comment. This is due to the fact that I hate my review tag. Just one more example of a bad decision made after drinking a little more than I should, and I haven't got around to changing it yet. I am what you might call a late bloomer, and your show is a nice relief for me as I deal with my busy life. Thank you for doing what you do. Feel free to read this on your show if you wish, but please let the last names.
Which, it didn't have a last name, or the email doesn't have a last name, so we didn't know.
No worries.
That's from a Rick. Sent from Rick.
Well, I'm glad we can help you, Rick. That's awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And I'm glad that we can make your life a little happy. Moment at a time. Or one show at a time.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Because, God damn it, we're fabulous.
Fabulous!
No, you do know that you can respond to these also when I forward it to you. If you want to respond, you can do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says I didn't.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't see a response from you.
By the way, I didn't, Rick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I did send another listener, Lee. He had written me like back when I was in Florida, but when the computer was already packed up and everything. He wanted the original pilot episode because he said it wasn't working for some reason, so I sent that to him. So I'm not for sure if he liked that. I mean, it was a sucky show, so... It's really bad. Let me see if I can find it, and we'll just play a little piece of it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It's really bad. I mean, just I can't believe.
That's funny. But no, I mean, one of my things when I came out of high school, one of my things that I wanted to do is I felt like
one of my life goals was to just impact someone's life and make it for the better. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I feel like I've done that a lot of with a lot of people lately. Right. Like when I basically I moved to. Yes, we'll kind of talk about that on the next show,
or we can do it because we're at 25.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I mean, it was one of those things where it's like when I left high school, I wanted to go out and do stuff, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to stick around and
right.
live there and stuff. And so I moved away, and then I moved back for the winter.
Where did you move back from?
I moved to upstate New York.
From?
Nebraska.
Well, you didn't say it this episode, so, you know, I was trying to get that out of you. Because every episode, you have to say Nebraska at least once.
I'm a Nebraska holic, guys. I'm yeah. sorry.
So
first step is admitting.
But no, and then when I moved out to San Diego and stuff, I had my friend email me and she's like, you know what, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have moved to Florida to be with like her now, her husband.
Uh-huh.
And she's so happy there.
Where's she live at? Oh, Miami. Great friends.
She's moved already, so I don't remember.
So this is a little, we're going to play this. I'm going to play like 30 seconds of this because it's really shitty. But, this is...
She lives in West Palm Beach.
This is the original first pilot episode of Foul Monkeys. You ready for this shit?
God.
Ricky, and I'm Gina, and this is Foul Monkeys episode 1 for April 29th, 2006. Okay, so this is the part of the podcast where we talk about ourselves. Hi, how are you?
I cannot listen to this. That's it.
Wait. Hi, Ricky. Currently, I am a student.
There was so much editing in this thing. We just that was like chopping shit up. So, yeah, it's a little crazy. This is 5 years ago. Almost.
I'm going into elementary education.
Are you talking through a toilet paper roll?
We're actually talking into a USB mic.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, do you mind if I interject something real quick?
Go ahead.
Well, actually, go ahead and finish and I'll interject. I'm okay. Sorry. Anyway, I work full time.
And let's skip ahead and see what we got here. Because I haven't listened to this in a really long time.
W. Beautiful face, but body is just all tore up. Something. Goodyear. The Michelin. Oh, excuse me, not Goodyear. The Michelin man. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know if you could say that. We might get sued.
Oh, sorry. Whoever the hell you are.
Virginia Tech Hokies. Get it right.
Hokies. Mm.
But
Hokies and hookers.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But... Oh, yeah, by the way, that is my part-time job. I am a streetwalker, so if you ever see me on this...
So anyway, that was the very first, like, the pilot episode with Gina, who is my first first co-host of the show. So, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry, guys, that I actually put you through with that. So.
My ears are bleeding.
Right. It's just good reminder.
What was that day? April what?
April 28th. I think. Is that what it was?
I guess hold on. So.
April 17th, maybe? I mean, oh.
That's not it. That's the intro.
Hold on. Let's play it again.
Because that's coming up.
Welcome, fuckers. This is Ricky. And I'm Gina. And this is Foul Monkeys, episode 1, for April 29th, 2006.
29.
Welcome, fuckers.
Welcome, fuckers.
So lame.
Lame
so lame. This it has changed
that'd be
so
a fun
much.
Intro just to get like 30 seconds out of like old intros, just like clip it. It's like welcome fuckers.
Right. Of all the different shows. That would be funny.
That'd be pretty cool.
Alright, we're at 29 minutes.
Oh no.
So give us a call at 206-984-3685.
Email us at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com or at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter by I'm Foul Monkeys.
And I'm James Leroy FM.
And you can follow us on Facebook.
Facebook fan page.
Yay!
I had to pause there for a second.
It's okay.
We're going to do an outro one day, we promise.
Yeah. Maybe today.
I don't know. I don't have the right voice for that. No, I'm still kind true. Of.
Well, you can also check out our Tumblr, which is up and running.
Up and running. What? What?
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
All right, people. So this is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
Thank you for downloading episode 346, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
How about Chicago? I could be there.